Okay, hello, hello to my millions of listeners out there. I am here with, what do you want your name to be?
Fatback.
I'm here with Fatback, and she's an amazing human being. And I'm here with also my friend Bobby. And
once again, I'm back.
Once again, he's back, blacker than ever.
Black of the bear, the sweet of the juice.
So, Fatback. So I'm going to start asking you questions about crack and all that, okay? So when did you start smoking crack?
I started smoking crack back in 85.
Wow. Talk a little bit louder.
I started smoking crack in 85, and I've been smoking, how long that is? That's a long time.
And ready to smoke
right now. So I want this interview to go smooth, and what you want to know about it.
Okay, so when you started, how did you start? Like, who offered it to you?
Oh, this friend of mine, she comes over and introduced me with the glass and aluminum foil. Okay, we in there smoking off a glass aluminum foil with water in it. My baby daddy did not know I was smoking. So I'm in the kitchen trying to fry some chicken without the stove on. Then he looking at me crazy, and I'm looking at him crazy. And that's how I start, you know, doing all kind of crazy stuff. Like, that shit will have you going in the mall stealing. I'm all in the mall trying to steal to get a hit.
So, tell us.
That's how we get discounted stuff.
So, tell us about a story you were telling me earlier about you were trying to steal at the mall or something.
Yes, I was in the mall trying to steal some clothes so I can go get my hair. So the little man come up. I'm a big woman. I'm about 240. This man around here, little something, come bother me. You is not taking my stuff. I don't come here to steal this to get my head. I'm going to get my head.
Little Barney fight security guard.
Yes. So we in there tussling. I'm trying to sling it. This motherfucker putting mace all over this shit. And I'm still trying to get out the door. Run to the door. This bitch locked. I fall back. Then he grabbed me. I try to come out my shirt. I'm telling Barbie, get the bag.
She on the ground hollering for help. And she the one stealing.
Yep. My big old ass down there. He trying to get me. Well, I was a tired bitch when that guy threw them.
No, like, just chill, Fatback. Just chill. You caught that. Just chill.
He talking about chill. I'm trying to smoke.
She don't want to go to jail.
I don't want to go to jail. I want to go for somebody to buy this shit so I can smoke.
Go home and smoke.
But I had to go to jail that night.
Security, but Barney Fife had other plans.
Yes, he did. That motherfucker maced me. Sure did. I'm glad he ain't tasing me because I'd have been a fat, wobbling bitch in a long time. Yes. Then I had another incident.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now where we was at this time? I've been stealing a long time too.
Long time.
I done got caught a plenty of times. One day we in the mall, I'm running out the store. Me and my friend, I had this friend named Stankin, we done stole this shit. You wouldn't believe this, we stole a whole rack of Coach purses.
$200 a piece.
$200 a piece.
At least 15, 20 purses.
Now we trying to get it, we got it. Now we get to the house. Now we ain't got no lock to get the bitches off the rack. Now that's another thing.
The whole rack.
The whole rack.
With.
But I done been through a lot of shit. I done sold french fries. Give you a french fry, you give me your $20. I done did a lot of shit. I done even tried to sell pussy big as I am, but it ain't working.
Tell them why they call you Fatback.
Oh, they call me Fatback because I used to be the shit back then. Bitch, I had ass, no stomach, nothing. Now I got stomach, ass, thighs. Everything now and shit, but this shit I'm on now, and I need at least an hour to talk. I ain't gonna be able to do it because I'm ready to smoke and I can talk better. Shit, I'm ready to smoke now because that shit I had you seeing shit. You be smoking.
Yeah, you need to do it before and after interview.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah, that after
see
interview.
People see the difference.
You that after effect.
She a totally different person when she smoking.
Yes, I am, and then my baby daddy. Lord, he be in there, he be lighting a hunch of shit when he get high. I'm a big woman, like I said. He talking about bend over. Then I kept bending, damn near bumped my head on the floor, he couldn't catch me. How the fuck you gonna get in front of the back and I can't stand still? Bend, honey. That's a lot of shit, but you need to catch me after.
So when bad stuff happens to you, like, do you tend to smoke more?
Yeah. Yeah. I think of all kind of, you know, stuff to go, you know. I done been to jail so many, I don't try to steal no more, but it helps me. I don't think about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think about it when I'm on.
And people, let me clarify this. When she say baby daddy, one is her kid's father.
And the other
is her stem.
There you go. That's the one I'm in love with.
That's her main baby daddy stem.
We don't fuss. And when he wanna come, I come. Yeah. And what I mean by coming is when I put that fire to his ass, that smoke come in there.
Oh, shit.
Yes. But are you kidding? When I'm high, ah, hell, you rolling. Right now, I'm just trying to think of some of the stuff.
Okay. So then, let me ask you this. So, what's the biggest penis you've ever had in your life?
I ain't got it yet. Oh, shit. Listen, do you not know I done birthed 10 children.
What?
I done birthed 10 children.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Three abortions and 2 miscarriages. This shit is open. You need a life preserver to swim up in here.
Oh, my God.
I got a lot of shit up. Man, this ain't no little
shit. Actually, got to get a permit.
What? But since I've been smoking, the shit is condemned now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the shit, I don't reach that age now where it's condemned, no reconstruction, it can't be rebuilt. The playground is closed. You can see it. Look.
So let me ask you this then. What's the most, have you ever had like 5 guys at once or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, but that shit don't took any money.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you this. When I wasn't the type that really loved a hump sex, I do whatever I had to do, take my clothes off.
Make you think you
finna get it. And all like this right here. And then cover drops of Visine in your drink, you go gnaw it. I'ma take that water or haul it. Or either I'ma have my boy 6ix9ine there with me. When I turn the light out, he kicked the door in. Oh, like he my old man. And snatched the pants. You know, we did shit like that. But other than that, you know, I done had shit where I do whatever you wanted me to do. It took me damn near 6 months to learn how to rob you with my feet. Cause I always want some head. Bitch, I always want some head. You drop them pants, my toes in your pocket. My toes in your pocket.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You should be a teacher. You should teach stealing 101.
To tell them hoes that to come to my class, and I kick that wallet away, and then I be like, let me see my money. They talk. I said, see, that's that dumb shit. You tried to get my head free. No. Then they go, I go get the wallet.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't did a lot of shit. And then my boy back here, Bobby, when I'm on, and shit be feeling good.
So scary.
Here he come. He might throw a glass, or a cup, or come by me and say boo,
or something.
And that shit had me
real funny.
Boy,
so
I mean,
funny.
Oh my God, just, you know, this
hilarious.
This the before.
And I've been riding them like 20
but
years.
But the boy,
it's hilarious.
So let me ask you this: have you ever gotten into a fight with another crackhead over crack?
Physical
fight
or verbal or both?
Not verbal, yeah,
all the time.
I'm fussing with a bitch by some, cause when they see me, they be like, "No, you get her." Cause see, I got $10. I want a damn 8-ball.
And me too. And don't discriminate. And I have to argue with her too.
What? We be getting down, but the physically fight, I'm scared. I can't fight. But I can call you. You can eat a bologna sandwich.
I was telling about the fight when we had the baby shower and all the kids.
Oh,
came
man.
Around, whole family
this
on the
I
girl.
Got this niece.
She on the ground about to pass out. She don't know what's going on.
They out there.
On the ground.
They out there. These girls came on to jump on my niece because she laughed. Are you serious? But I got this granddaughter. She... schizophrenic, nigga, claustrophobic.
Ain't but 13.
But
they
she got
the fat man.
But she got them hands like the new Ali was when he was coming. Boy, look at him. And hear me trying to break it up. They done knocked my big ass on the ground. See, most people just get up. My big ass got to roll over on my stomach, then get up on my knee, then stand up.
You had flashbacks with that security guard. What?
Hell. That shit. But you just got them. And sex? Nah.
So you don't have sex anymore these days?
No, not no more these days.
Smoking is her.
Smoking is my.
Smoking is your sex. And what about your other crackhead's sister?
Oh, that don't like that bitch. I don't want to talk about her. I don't like that bitch.
That's a whole
nice thing.
Does she open her legs?
She might, but I swear she don't.
She got a boyfriend.
She got a boy girlfriend. You got a ways like this here. You a bulldagger and he homosexual. Now your children gonna be confused. But you didn't hear this from me. But and me and him don't win at it. One day he made me so mad, he come over there, talking to you $2 to take a shower. I said, okay. Shit, them $2 add up, I could have got me a hit.
$2.
So he come over there with that bullshit. I said, let me get my $2. I don't give my $2. You don't give my $2. I don't give you $2 there. I said, okay, motherfucker.